background vocals, baby. That's it. That's it. Come on. From the J to the A, the capital V, the O double N with the silent E. Just chilling, maximizing creativity. Down in the basement is where I will be. Especially when I'm hanging home alone. Creating new beats, rocking the microphone. When I start something new, you know it's on. Like brunch in the basement with Javon. Come on! Just clap your hands. Come on! When I start something new, you know it's on. Like brunch in the basement with Javon. Come on! Come on! Yeah! When I start something new, you know it's on. Like brunch in the basement with Javon. Yeah, let's start something new. Let's do it now.
What's up? It's Javon. I guess it's kind of crazy for me to do this today on a Monday, but I happened to be home in the basement. I was working. Wasn't feeling so great, so I decided to stay home and do some work. And since I was here, I might as well see whether or not this radio thing, this new radio station is working. And thought I would just test it out, make sure I know what in the world I'm doing. So I want to welcome you to WJBR Internet Radio, Brunch in the Basement with Javon. Just to let you know, nothing much is going to change about the show. Maggie Love, we love you. We wish you all the best. Thank you for all your assistance. Mina, sincerely. Mika Ray is going to be joining us, continue to join us, so you'll get your G-spot connections continuously. And Nathan James is going to continue to let us know what's going on. If there's any difficulties in hearing me or understanding what I'm saying, let me know. I'm not really speaking very loudly in the mic, so that could be a problem. And or it could be a solution. I don't know. Maybe it sounds better that I'm not all hyped up and in the mic. We already have a caller, so let's see who this is. Maybe you hang out with me for the hour. Who's this? The last four digits of your number is 8017.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you, Javon?
I'm good. Who this?
This is Gloria Ryan calling.
Hey, what's up, baby girl? Oh, my God. Wait, I got something for you, Gloria. Hold on.
Got me to call in. It's not on Saturday, but I've been wanting to call in. I mean, I usually listen in, and, yeah.
Well, you know, I'm gonna do a couple of things for you, Gloria. Here you go. Oh, wait. I don't think that's the one.
Oh, okay.
Wait, hold on. Oh, no. Here you go. Here you go. So what's up, girl?
I think you just flicked me off the show with that first sound.
No, I don't think that's I don't know what the hell it is. You know me. But I'm glad that you called. You know you're my girl. You know I love you much. And I haven't, like, uploaded all my music yet. But, you know, I got a Gloria Ryan song uploaded. You know, ain't no fun unless Glow gets on.
Well, thank you. I just want to say that the station sounds great. You sound very clear.
I do good.
Yes, because, you know, I've listened in, like, to probably most of your, I would say more than half of your interviews. And this sounds really good. This is a great, great move for you. So congratulations.
Oh, I love you, girl. I just love you, love you, love you. And everybody else, anybody who's listening, I don't know how many people are listening because it's just a test. This is just a test. But you're going to love Glow, too, as soon as you finish listening to this song. I'm going to play it right now because now you got me all hyped just because you're here. So hold on, baby.
Thank you.
And everybody else, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. my head in my bed in my face. Try to rewrite a chapter that you just erased. Baby, I had to back up to get everything you got. And now you're trying to come back in my face so easily, but you're not.
Don't touch me there. Don't try to hold
no. There's more than physical. What don't you understand?
What makes you think you can't go running back to me? Try to take it from 1 to 100.
What the world needs, some more Gloria Ryan music.
Oh, thank you. It's coming. I've been working on like 2 projects. I just finished the one I told you so much about with Lenny White, and I'm working on a project with the Rakim Walker Project.
Right.
And it's going to be amazing. It's been a lot of fun. Like we're doing like live music in studio. It's been awesome.
Yeah. I'm sure it's going to be awesome. Just because you're singing it is going to be bad. I know it's going to be bad. You know? That's what's up. You know, I'm looking forward to it. I haven't been doing much creatively except, you know, this radio show and, you know, just working at work. But even with the radio show, it's like, okay, I need some new music that's going to really excite me. You know,
mm-hmm.
I think you are probably the last new artist I saw who really excited me. I mean, not to say that I wasn't excited to have the guests that I've had on. They've been wonderful, you know. I guess I did discover some new music through Avery Sunshine, and
she's great.
Yeah, she was really good on the show, and even Cece Peniston had this new song called Sick. That song is driving me bananas.
I saw that. I saw you posted about it. Yeah,
I love that damn song. Have you heard it yet?
I did not get to hear it.
All right, I'm gonna play it for you.
Okay.
I'm gonna play. I hope I uploaded it. Did I upload you, Cece? I'm really not feeling well, cause usually I'm a little better than this, Cece. That's not it. This is it. Here we go. Cece Peniston, that's my new jam.
Oh,
so what
nice.
You think? That's nice, right? That don't sound, you wouldn't think CeCe Peniston when you hear that, right?
No, that was very nice.
I know. When I first heard it, I was like, wow. And now it's like I can't stop listening to it. As a matter of fact, when you go to my website, which is www.javonsbasement.com, that's the first song that you hear.
So I know you were saying about the website. You said for me to go on there and like it, or are you saying you have a fan page for the radio show?
Oh, so for the radio show, you can just go on to Blog Talk Radio, and it's blogtalkradio.com/WJBR. And, there's a little thing that says follow.
Like
wait,
oh,
say
okay,
it again?
Gotcha.
Yeah,
all
and
right,
it says you
right.
can like it, and then it says there's a thing that says follow. If you click follow, then you'll get notices as to who I'm going to have on each show or, you know, what's coming up next. The website, of course, I want you to check that out. And Gloria, you really should check it out because there is a video of you and I on that website, the interview that I did with you last year.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. See, you don't even know. You're so special.
I'm learning. That's why I called in today. I'm learning.
yeah, you're my girl. You know that. And so when you go to the website, Javon's Basement, JavonsBasement.com, you'll click through and you'll see, you know, just a couple of different things. And whoever's going to be the next person up, they're going to have like a little blog. I'm doing a little blog about them. You'll be able to go on there and click on a picture of an artist. I'm still setting that up where you'll
okay.
be able to click on the picture of an artist and you'll be able to hear their interview with me.
Okay.
I'm setting that up. Also, I'll be having the featured video of the week. Featured video, period. And I don't even know what I put our interview as, but just the damn video Javon want to damn put up video, you know?
Okay.
So that's, and then I have like the featured artists and the this and the that. So, you know, and then I have a Cheryl and Javon little something for people who are into that. And then of course I have a page that's dedicated to Chaka Khan. Because I can't help it. I'm so like, it's ridiculous, but I didn't go overboard. It's just like one picture of her, one little paragraph. Well, okay. One big paragraph and one song, maybe two pictures or something like that, but it's not too much. It's not over the top, but she ain't
okay.
There. And then our video, you know, where we're sitting down talking about your
all right.
career. Yeah.
Well, I will be sure to, you know, we support each other, you know, and you've been a great support, and I just thank you, you know, keep doing what you're doing, and I know you make your own rules. And,
yeah, I do.
I mean, but that's, you know, that's why can't nobody tell you how to do it, you know, especially when it's your idea and your baby. Like, ain't nobody telling you how to do it. So,
you know how I am, Glo. I can't help it. I don't mean to be this way.
You shouldn't have to help it.
I'm just like a loner. I just do my own thing. Just in the basement. It is what it is. It is what
like,
it is.
You shouldn't
and,
have to help it.
You know, I there's certain people that I like really, you know, to be close to me in my circle, and even those people have to understand that I need my space. And, you know, and then I'll come back out eventually.
Scorpio.
Yeah. True that.
Scorpios live in the desert. They travel alone.
That's true.
And then,
That's
you know, when they need to come out, you know, see, the thing about it is that, you know, when we come out, we don't go looking for trouble. You know what I'm saying?
No.
But you know, if you start the trouble, you know, we got to sting you a little bit.
Yes, we will sting your ass. We will.
You know what I'm saying? People are like, people think that we the trouble. No, we not trouble.
No.
Now, people just like to test Scorpios. You gotta be like, no, I'm not. You know, I know I'm nice and all, but hold up, watch out there now.
Exactly. Exactly. So, exactly.
Yeah.
So,
keep doing your thing. The show is great, and I've got to get back to cleaning, but you know, I'm gonna definitely call in. I've learned some things.
Mhm.
And you know, I'm gonna go on the website and I'm gonna go on Blog Talk and click like.
Yes, please do. Follow, click follow.
Yeah, follow.
Yeah.
Follow.
And you know, we'll make it do what it do. We always do.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Talk to you soon, baby.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. A great show.
A great show.
Yes, and don't forget to call in Saturday. Kenny Bobian is going to be on. So, and
Kenny.
I know you know him. Yeah, I know you know
yes.
Kenny. So, give him a call. You know, call in, say hi. He's celebrating 25 years in music. So,
wow, that's excellent. Congrats, Kenny, in advance.
Yeah, yeah. So if you get a chance, you know, if you can call up during the show.
We'll
so
do.
He'd appreciate that.
You know, we were supposed to try to collab, so maybe we can talk more about that. Ha ha.
I would love that. We can have that conversation right here. Let's solidify it. Let's get it done. Get
yeah,
it done.
Man, that would be excellent.
Exactly. I think you two, I know you two would do something fabulous. What? People be sleeping on the Gloria Ryan talent, though. I don't know why. I just don't understand it. Me, I'd be fainting and swooning and whatnot.
And everything in its own time, you know?
That's true. In God's time. God's time.
Exactly. Exactly. Thank so, yeah. All right. I'll talk to you on
Saturday. All right, sweetie.
Okay, love.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And we have another very special guest. Today is guest day because this is not her normal work day in the basement, but so since it's not her normal work day, we'll call it guest day, and we'll try this. Hey, Nico.
Hey, Javon, I was up here grooving, honey.
Was you really?
Yes, was I you? Love my intro.
I love it, too. I really do. I really do. And you know what? Nathan is going to kill me because when I, you know, it's really funny. Some of the things that I had on the other station, I couldn't, I can't find it now on my computer. One of those things
aww.
Being Nathan's intro is actually just like I created yours for you. I created his for him. So I'm going to have to try to fix it before Saturday.
Well, you can fix it. You can do it.
Yeah, I guess. I'm just like, I'm tired. But I'm good.
I'm sorry.
No, tired is good. That means I've been doing something, I guess.
Yeah, that means you've been working it out.
Yeah, yeah, I've been working it out, Mika, you know. So how you doing?
I am doing well. Wonderfully well. I just got off work, picked up my little doggy, and went into the house. Well, we head into my evening treat of a smoothie. You know I have to have my daily smoothie.
Really? So tell me, what do you put in those smoothies? What's in your smoothie?
Well, I always either go to Planet Smoothie or even Smoothie King. But anyway, so I get a peach and strawberry and either fiber or fat burner in it. Sometimes a vitamin. Something like that. And that's really it.
Hmm. Very healthy,
a little
Mika.
Water and some ice.
That's
so
how
delicious.
You keep that nice shape of yours.
Yeah.
You know.
Thank you. But well, I have to stay healthy. Then I go home and I work out, do my little workout.
Really? What kind of workout mm-hmm. you do?
I just do my own little made-up workout. I do 100 sit-ups. I do 50 push-ups, 100 jumping jacks, and 50 squats. And that's it. It's my little workout.
That's good. And you do that every day?
I do it, like, I try to do it every day. If not every day, it's like 3 to 4 times out the week.
Well, that's good. That's good. So it sounds like you might be ready to move up, step up to a Jay Davis workout.
Listen here. Jay, I have tried her workouts are brutal, okay? But I've done them before. I just haven't had the time. I have to make the time to get back to her workout. That's what happened. I really just became overwhelmed and busy and just did not go to the workout like I was supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to make the time. It's so much easier, though, to go home, do my little workout, take my little shower, and go to bed.
I thought that Jay was killing you, and that's why you stopped. Cause she was
not killing me. It was hard, though, but she wasn't killing me. I was trying to keep up. I did the best that I could.
Yeah, I'm sure you did good. You're funny. You're like,
it was a workout, though. She's no joke. She knows how to get the body into shape.
Mm.
She has
yeah, that's the scary part.
I mean, you just have to do it. You just have to do it. We have to train our bodies. We got to take care of them.
True. Got to do what you got to make
it
do.
I'm all about total health, mind, body, and soul. And heart.
And heart. Yes. True. Got to take care of yourself. It's so funny. I mean, it's not funny, but every time I really make a decision and I say, okay, that's it. I'm completely out of shape. I'm going to start the gym or I'm going to start this exercise program or something. Something literally happens to me where my body is out of commission and I cannot do it. Like now, right before, I was told not to talk about it, so I won't.
Okay.
But right before, or just let me just say a couple of weeks ago, in the building that I work in, when you go right outside, the building right next door is a Bally's. And I just found out that my agency will reimburse me for the fee. And I'm like, okay, I'll do that. I'm determined. I'm going to do it. It's time, you know, getting ready to turn 50, you know. So right after that, bang. Now I can barely walk, more or less go exercise.
Oh,
you know?
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Well, when it's time and it'll come. It's okay.
Yeah,
as long
I guess.
As you're just thinking to try, just try. That's what matters.
Yeah. How about that? Thank you, Mika. You're simply beautiful. You're so nice.
Well, you know, I'm an encourager. That's what I do.
Yes, you are. You're an encourager and a supporter. And, yeah. And with that, I think I want to play a song.
Play something that I can. That's gonna make me feel good.
Something that's gonna make you feel good.
Yes.
Oh,
I know. Can I make a request? Can I just make a request?
Okay, but just keep in mind, I haven't uploaded all the music yet. I've only got a few songs uploaded. So, what's your request? Because I got a song that'll make you feel good.
I'm in the mood. Oh, okay. What do you have?
If I play it and this doesn't lift your mood, then I don't know what to do for you. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm not gonna say what it is. I'm just gonna play it.
Okay.
And if it doesn't increase your energy, now
What I need you to do, though, okay, you ready? You feeling me, Mika? What I need you to do is close your eyes. Can you do that, or are you driving?
I'm driving, but you know what?
All right, then don't close your eyes.
I can do
don't
it.
Do that. don't close your eyes. But I want you to clear your mind of anything that causes any, even the least amount of stress. Clear your mind of that.
All right.
Think of your puppy dog that you love so much. Think of one of your clients smiling at you because of a brand new success that you helped them achieve. Think of that. See their face. See their smile. And now hear this.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Oh my.
I was getting it in my head.
Oh my.
I'm going to try something that I have not done on this platform. I'm just going to try to call a caller. Let's see if that works. Never done that before.
Sounds like it's working.
Sounds like it is. Let's see if she picks up.
Let's just hope they answer.
I know.
I've reached the voicemail box of
Shay Lacey.
Okay, apparently she ain't there.
Apparently not.
But that works. So they don't always have to call in. That's good to know. I didn't know that.
Yeah, we need to call somebody. We can call them.
Yeah, we call them right there on the show. If I want my mama, I just dial her up.
That's right.
Say, mommy. I hear your dog barking.
Oh yeah, she's whining.
You know, you have one of the whiningest dogs. I mean, not for nothing, Miko.
You know what? You ain't never lied. She's a ball.
I was going to say that, but I thought I would let you say it. Because I surely didn't get it that way. That must be something that you did.
Right. So, you didn't have one hand in this spoiling of this child. She's very spoiled. She is like my little girl, and she is really my four-legged daughter. That's what she is to me, and she's just the most precious thing. That's why her name is Precious.
Lord have mercy.
Yes, her name is actually Precious Princess Ray.
I mean, oh, yeah, that's cute. Oh, that's so nice. Yeah. That's what I meant to say. Yeah.
Exactly how she's treated. She's treated like a little princess in the house. She has her own room.
There are children that don't have their own room, Mika.
I know.
There are adults sharing
there
five
adults
people in the room. And they work. What does this dog do to earn her own room?
She's just the cutest thing ever.
Oh, God, because she's cute, huh? Because she's cute. That's what it is.
She's cute. That is exactly what it is. It's because she's cute. She's just, and she, you know what she does for me? She lifts my spirit, and she gives me all that I need when, you know, I need anything.
She going to the store for you?
You know,
you need anything like what?
If
what
I
do you
train
need?
Her.
If you train her, she go to the store and pick you up one of those smoothies, right?
She would go to the store. Right? Mm. She'll go pick up my smoothie. She'll go bark my order.
Oh, she bark your order. She's a good doggie. Good
you
dog.
Know what? I'm crazy now, but let me stop.
You
now.
Know what? It
they
is.
They got to have good fit.
You know, I guess, you know, it is what it is. She make you feel like she do everything for you, then she got the magic key.
No, she does lift my spirit. So that's one thing she does. But I can say this, that, you know, I used to look at people like, oh, my goodness, this is a dog. Okay, you're talking about a dog here. But I've never wanted animals. And as soon as I got this little dog, Shonda gave her to me 2 years ago. And as soon as she gave her to me, I felt completely in love. And I understood what other people would say when they say, you know, they love their animal and they treat them like a child. I understand it now. I didn't understand it before, but now I completely understand it.
Okay, so I'm going to play this next song, Mika. And this is a song that I think expresses your feeling for your dog. Like, if you could sing a song to your dog, I think this is the song you would sing, okay?
Come on. Oh, my God. So many people think I'm crazy.
I'm not doing, all I'm doing is playing a song. So you just hold on, you and the dog, hold on while I play this beautiful song for you and
okay.
Precious Ray. What is she, Princess
okay.
or Precious? She's Precious, right?
Precious Princess, yes.
Precious
princess.
She's a Precious
Princess.
Oh, okay. All right. Here y'all go. Yes.
I am so mad at you. You cannot compare my love for a dog.
I'm just saying, hey, that's your daughter. She's precious, and she got her own room. She satisfies your every need. You know, Mika, I don't judge.
I mean it. She brings me happiness now.
She goes to the store for you. You know.
She doesn't go to the store for me yet.
She makes you soup when you're sick.
She will if I need her. Now I'm just
all right. So answer me this. She got her own TV?
Yes.
No, she does not have her own TV.
I'm just saying, maybe she needs her own TV, you know. You never
she
know.
She does her own room, which she basically destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. She did. She did.
I got
she
some
destroyed
people,
that room.
Some more people on the line, Mika. Hold on, okay?
Okay.
Don't go nowhere.
I won't.
Okay, good. Lisa and Dion?
Or yeah.
Yep.
Hey.
Hey. What's up, Brooklyn?
How
in
you
the
doing,
house.
Star?
And I'm just hanging out doing my test radio show. Let me give y'all some applause. And love. That's me pressing the love button right there. Y'all know Mika Ray, right? Mika, this is,
yes, hey,
these
Mika.
Are my friends, Lisa and Dion.
Hey, how are y'all?
Hey. We're good.
We're great.
Good.
We're great.
Happy summer. I can't believe it's almost half over, but happy summer anyway.
Happy summer.
Didn't it just start?
It felt like it. The end of June. The beginning of June, right?
Yeah.
It's July. We still got all of July, and we have August.
I don't know, but we're going to blink, and next thing you know, it's going to be like, you know, leaves turning and people are talking about the Labor Day parade. So I'm not looking forward to that at all because, you know, I'm a girl of summer.
You know what, Mrs. Freeney, you remind me of this little light-skinned lady that lives in my house. Cute little light-skinned lady that waits all year for summer, and
right.
It's June 30th if she gets depressed because summer's over.
I'm with her about
enjoy
that.
The moment. We're right
you know,
in
I
it.
Try, I try to maximize it, but my beloved is she's the total opposite.
Where's November? Where's November?
You know, I'm feeling that November thing because that is my actual birthday, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that's a scorpion in you, and you're going to always just wait until it's all about when the spotlight can shine on you, which is okay. That's the way
well,
it
it's not even about the spotlight. It's really about the autumn leaves and, the, you know, the leaves start changing colors.
I'll take that.
All
love
that. Hot, sticky sun is calmed down. It's beautiful. It's not snowy and rainy. It's cool
and calm. That's true.
You know, it's beautiful. Like
November is kind of like the Goldilocks of the month. It's the best the clothes, the best shoes, cashmere sweaters.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Good
yes.
Food.
Sweaters are to die for, yes. Then
okay.
you can rationalize your hot chocolate with whipped cream, you know. More opportunity to snuggle.
Not, well, you know, we're going to do that even if it's 5,000 degrees.
I can enjoy red wine again.
Oh, that's true. Oh,
you know,
true.
A lot of babies are born in the fall. I mean, the spring.
Spring, right, right.
Because of you know, the fall. It's the time where people fall in love and, you know.
Wow. Mika, it is your job to keep her in line. I know, you know, you're
the best.
You got to be on your job, Mika, to keep her in line. She's
I
crazy.
I try. It's really hard.
Josh Dong, we are so happy for you that you have you're about to take over the world. They're going to be like, you know, they're going to syndicate you all over the United States, all over the country, all over the world. It's going to be fabulous. There's no stopping you, Josh. What's next?
I don't know. You know, that's the thing. You never know with me.
I know.
I have no idea.
And
the funny thing is that I don't even think about these things. Sometimes, you know, when it's right I just feel like, okay, this is what I'm going to do next. This is what I'm going to do today. That's what I do.
Good. Hashtag no limits, right?
Absolutely. You know,
okay.
if that's what I want to do, that's what I do. I do what I want to do.
Yay. This is why we love Javon Armstrong.
Yeah, well, I love y'all right back because, you know what, whenever I do whatever it is that I'm going to do, even though I come up with these ideas,
right.
I know that I cannot do them alone. And
right.
I need the support of my friends. And you two are always there.
Baby, you got that. We're ride or die. We're ride
That's
or die.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And now I got Mika. Oh,
right.
I love Mika. You know, that's my girl, too.
Definitely. I'm
just
going
building a family.
That's right. Family over everything. That's been my mantra. Family over everything. So, and there's no stopping. So I love it. I love it. It's about winning.
Absolutely. And I have more freedom and more time now. You know, I can do more things. Well, you know, I still got that crazy job in New York City, so got to do what I got to do there. But
What did I tell you today on FE? You have to do what you got to do in order to do what you want to do.
Right. So working on this body that's giving me fits right now.
What are you doing?
No. I mean, I'm just trying to heal. It's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm just trying to heal. I wish I was talking to Mika about that, you know.
Wait, Mika, I was like, wait a minute, what's going on?
No. I wish I could come to Brooklyn and show y'all some, you know, some new Javon stuff. But no, the same broke back. I was gonna say broke back mountain Javon, but no, I don't get down like that either. So.
Okay, Javon, you a mess.
On Saturdays I try to keep it, you know. But this is just a test.
This is only a test. We just wanted to call, we hadn't actually been able to team in. I was like, oh no, we're about to lose. We just both got really in the house. Have you played any Chaka yet?
You know what? I don't think I play Chaka, so I'm glad you said that. We definitely got to have a Chaka Khan moment. Got to have a Chaka Khan moment. I have not uploaded all my music and everything yet.
Right. Okay.
But
we know
you
uploaded Chaka Khan.
You know,
there got to
be at least one Chaka Khan song uploaded. But before I play Chaka, because there's only like 7 minutes left, and there may be people listening.
Oh, yes, of course there are.
So I want you to tell the world what you want them to know about you, like your websites and, you know, things of that nature. I know that you two are working on gospel music together.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yep.
you can find us on Facebook. There are two Facebook pages. The first is True Praise Gospel, TRUPRAISE Gospel. And
what's that? What's True Praise Gospel?
True Praise Gospel is for our gospel vocal ensemble. It's toy! And the second is for Absolute Gospel US. Absolute Gospel US. And that's for the Absolute Gospel Festival that's going to be coming in the fall.
Right. We're actually producing that.
Now, that's what's up in the fall.
Yeah.
See, now, I've been thinking also about doing a gospel music show.
Yeah.
Because I can do that now, like I can branch out. So I'm thinking maybe Sunday nights.
Oh, that's great.
That's good.
Right?
That's great, Javon. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, but I might not be doing it alone. So one of y'all or both of y'all?
Gotcha.
Javon, you know how we roll. You know how we roll with you. You
see how I just rope them in, Mika? You see how I just...
But you know what? But be there.
I
real
see.
Talk, real talk, Mika, she knows it's not even a rope. She knows that. She knows that we are Team Javon and Cheryl. So whatever
so
she's
sweet.
Doing, happy we got it.
I know. And Mika, please tell everybody how to get in touch with you and what you be up to and your intimate consultation and stuff.
Awesome.
Sex and sensuality.
Awesome.
Did I say sex and sensuality?
You did.
Wow. I I'm so glad that Dion and Lisa McClain Sweeney are grown. We might be a little adult now. Wait a minute now. What you got going on, Mika? Let me find out.
Well, of course, you know, I do the G-Spot with Javon every Saturday. The G-Spot with Mika Ray.
I
am an intimacy coach, a counselor, a therapist as well, and I own a company, Intimate Consulting.
Fantastic.
And it's a play on words. It's in to mate, so like into your mate. And we do counseling for couples, individuals, sex therapy if it's needed. I also host sex and sensuality seminars to help people get in touch with their inner sexy. Help them bring it out.
Absolutely.
Yes. I'm trying to find
very
a spot
sexy.
In New Jersey for Mika to come and do the sex and sensuality for our New York and New Jersey friends and partners. So,
wait a minute now. It doesn't have to be New Jersey, right?
No, if you know of a spot that a nice place that we can use in New York, then let's bring her back to New York, you know. But I just want a place that's nice.
Got you.
So we can talk. I'm recruiting people to help me with this because I just can't right now find a place. So, and people have been telling me about different places, so it's a matter of me scouting them.
Right.
And so far, every place that I've thought of, when I speak to somebody, there's a hitch, you know?
Right.
You got to read the fine print, you know? I'm good at that.
Right, absolutely.
So I'm not, signing up for something.
We did it in New York last October. So it's coming around this time again. Where?
Yeah.
It was in Manhattan. It was this little club. I can't remember the name of the club though.
Okay.
I'll have to send it to you. I'll send you the information. I'll look it up and send it to you. You say what now?
We'll check out your. We definitely want to check out your site and connect with you too to find out more.
Please go to my website. It's my name, MikaRae.com, MikaRae.com.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can read all about Mika Ray.
Be careful, it's a little spicy on that website.
No. See, what she doesn't understand is that we've heard her show. We've heard her doing her spots on your show, so we know.
Oh, well, that's good.
funny. All right, ladies, I'm going to wrap this up. This was a nice test. Did everything sound okay? Did everybody sound clear?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so let's close it out.
So I think I need to do this every day now. No, you can't do it every day.
Oh, I don't have time to do it every day. I guess I could try to do it. I could just pop them up whenever I want and just have the real show on Saturday. But
right. I do it like guerrilla style. Just guerrilla style.
You know, hey, we could bang it out every day if you want to. I mean, you know, let's see how it goes.
Yay! Yay!
Let's see how I feel, though. I don't know if I'm going to feel like talking to everybody every day.
I know.
You know how I could be. I'll see y'all next year. No. But, let's see.
Well, on the days that you don't feel like talking to everybody, you could just do, like, heavy music, you know, just, like, throw on your faves and stuff.
Yeah, we could try that. Run it up the flagpole, see who salutes.
Right.
Yeah, we could do that. All
right. Yay.
So let me give you my stuff where people could reach me. www.javonsbasement.com. I am Javon on Twitter and In the Basement with Javon on Facebook. And now we got WJBR,
yes.
Javon's Basement Radio on the internet. So will you check that out and stay with me. Stay with me, y'all. Stay with me.